2008 was a horrendous year health-wise for jazz pianist Fred Hirsch, who was diagnosed with HIV 2 decades ago and has AIDS. He's now on the rebound and has returned to performing. But before he took a downturn last year, he recorded live in New York with a new quartet. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's one of Fred Hirsch's best and weirdest bands.
Stuttering by pianist Fred Hirsch's Pocket Orchestra, actually a quartet with voice, trumpet, and drums. One way to shake up players in a jazz rhythm section is to take one away, the bass player in this case. You give up something, but lopsided rhythm sections promote a looser kind of interplay. One good thing about this band is, it often becomes a de facto duo for Hirsch and drummer Richie Barchet. He knows how to dig into a Brazilian march beat. The lack of a bass player gives pianist Fred Hirsch more leeway to make sudden turns without a collision. But that also means sometimes his left hand has to be the band's bass player. Listen to Hirsch backup trumpeter Ralph Alessi, who's got great chops, but a weakness for playing a little too much. On Fred Hirsch's album, Live at Jazz Standard, everyone in his scaled-down pocket orchestra pitches in where they can. Joe Laurie is called on to sing a couple of romantic lyrics and to speak and sing her way through a Mary Jo Salter poem about memory and the play of light. But more often, she's freed from words altogether. If piano can play the bass role, Laurie eases into Hirsch's canzona like a cello or viola. That's the kind of pretty melody Chick Corea gave singer Flora Purim in the 70s. Fred Hirsch's Pocket Orchestra is a very modern band that can reach into the past. The heavier role for Fred's left hand harks back to two-fisted early jazz piano players. When he uses Joe Laurie's voice like an extra horn beside Ralph Alessi's trumpet, the collective interplay recalls old New Orleans or Chicago bands who'd sometimes record without a bass. Joe Laurie sounds like she's been listening to jazz singer Sheila Jordan, a good role model for weaving through situations like that. Fred Hirsch is rightly prized as an excellent ballad player who works well with singers, but he also has a playful, exploratory side. He doesn't mind taking a tune way out for the pleasure of finding his way home. Hirsch's Pocket Orchestra speaks to a few sides of his musical personality. It's a little band that does a lot.
Kevin Whitehead is currently on leave from teaching at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Fred Hirsch Pocket Orchestra live at the Jazz Standard on the Sunnyside label.